Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, yesterday we talked about Pokemon Go. Today we're going to talk about fidget spinners.
The other recent development. Whatever happened to fidget spinners?
Still
around?
Yeah, for some people, yeah. I mean, they're still selling.
Interesting phenomenon.
It is. And you know, we're going to talk about fidget spinners because there was an article published in Verywell.com. And it says fidget spinners for stress relief, science or hype.
Right.
And so,
glad to see this come out.
Yeah, and this was just published, you know, this month, right. September of 2017. And the idea is looking at, okay, so they're supposed to be doing these things. They're supposed to relieve stress. They're supposed to help with concentration and focus and all this. You know, what is it really doing? Right. And so they kind of go through some of the science behind it. And some of the science is only sort of peripheral, but it's still some pretty good stuff.
Right.
So one of the things that fidget spinners are supposed to do is to is to distract us from rumination. So we sometimes have this tendency to sit and think and rethink and keep going over things over and over again. And so the idea is that fidget spinners help distract us from that. Well, unfortunately, there's no research specific to that. With fidget spinners.
Right. There is no scientific research on fidget spinners.
Right.
And they say that, you know, early in the article, they say, you know, we don't know because nobody's ever done a real scientific study on this. But using these little devices still accomplishes certain things.
Right.
And one of them is that it
distracts
you from rumination,
right,
which is, you know, as you say, going over and over the same. This little device, this little thing, this little toy will move you away from that. Okay?
Yeah.
So you won't, not likely to ruminate as much,
right,
which is a good thing.
Right. And so they talk about an article that was published in the Journal of Abnormal Child Psychology.
Right.
And again, it didn't look at fidget spinners specifically, but it did look at other distracting types of mindless activities.
That's right.
Not really mindless activities, but just other activities that are geared towards just distracting. And sure enough, it found that better than problem solving,
right,
just those kinds of distracting activities do help decrease rumination.
Were you alive when the Rubik's Cube came out?
I don't know when it came out. I mean, I had a Rubik's Cube when I was a kid.
You did?
Yeah.
And it was the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, you could do it. Or these little devices where you have three little ball bearings and you have to put them into indentations. You know, you have to move the thing around.
Mm-hmm.
Or anything else, that little puzzles, you know, wooden or metal puzzles that you have. Anything that distracts you probably has some useful purpose when it comes to stress reduction and relaxation.
So
now it's the fidget spinner. It used to be a Rubik's Cube.
Now another thing is it the, you know, the idea that it helps sort of with meditative types of effects. And again, you know, what we see is that it has the capacity for that repetitive sort of focus that we see with meditation.
Right.
So there is, again, no specific research about it, but, you know, depending on how it's used and, you know, it could help with some of those same types of meditative benefits.
Right.
Another thing is movement and ADHD. You know, a lot of kids, and this is, well, this is certainly why it's called fidget spinners, is because we think about the movements and fidgetiness of individuals with ADHD, and these things, along with, you know, the little cubes that you click the buttons and move the things around with,
they're fidget cubes.
Fidget cubes, right. They're designed to help with that fidgety sort of restless energy that folks with ADHD have. And, you know, that was sort of why they were created, I think, to begin with.
Right. Years ago, before all this, we talked about stress balls, you know, little balls that you could squeeze in your hand, or grips that you could squeeze in your hand to absorb that overflow movement that's so common among children with ADHD and with any of the autism spectrum disorders. They have all this overflow movement, and it absorbs that overflow movement.
Right.
So anything that does that is probably helpful.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, another thing that we feel as beneficial, and it kind of goes along with the meditative stuff, is sort of this ritualistic behaviors, repetitive behaviors. You know, certainly repetitive behaviors from the perspective that of not stereotypic behaviors or repetitive behaviors that become intrusive or anything like that. But, you know, when we do a similar action over and over again, there is a relaxation to it. There is a calmness that comes with that. And so, once again, and this is especially the case with those who are on the spectrum, who who sort of have some autistic-like tendencies.
Right.
This may be helpful.
Yeah, we see those. That's one of the concerns that we have with those disorders. And this, again, it absorbs some of that and gives them a focus.
And then sort of the last thing is the normalization of fidgetiness.
Right.
And we're all a little fidgety.
That's right.
And especially when we're in situations that we don't necessarily want to be in, or when we're in situations that aren't as engaging.
Right.
You know, it is difficult to not be fidgety, to sit still and to focus.
Right.
And so these sort of normalize it, and it kind of helps us understand that, you know, we all have some of those tendencies.
Right. Yeah, and it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, that's what I liked about it, is that, you know, you say, hey, it's okay to be a little fidgety. Most kids are.
Right.
Some kids are very fidgety, but most kids want to fidget. They like to move.
Now, one of the things I really like about this author is that they added these other related strategies.
That's right. That was
good. And
it's
funny because oftentimes we look at fidget spinners and we're like, oh, gosh, you know, here is something else again and blah, blah, blah. However, you know, fidget spinners are in some ways very similar to some of these other things that we tend to think as more acceptable.
They're okay.
Yeah. Right. Like doodling.
Right.
Mindless doodling. So when you're just kind of doodling on a piece of paper...
How many college classrooms? Okay. How many classrooms did you sit through and Google all the way down the margin of your page?
Or doodle?
Doodle.
Excuse me. You're such a technophile.
I can't get away from it.
You know, did I use that word wrong? Technophile.
I'm a technophobe.
Technophile. but
if you want to call me a technophile, I'll take it.
What does that mean?
That means I'm good at it.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant.
Who?
Because you said Google.
Yeah. No, when you doodle. Mm-hmm. And God, I filled up some notebooks with doodling because I like to fidget.
Yeah.
And, you know, your leg is bouncing and you're, you know, taking notes in the margins and just drawing pictures.
Yeah.
You know, so I have pages of that stuff.
Yeah.
Probably why I didn't learn very much.
Probably.
I was doodling and I wasn't Googling because it was before my time.
The second one they mentioned is mini meditations.
Yeah.
And so this is, you know, just taking a few minutes to focus and to meditate.
We should teach that someplace.
It would be nice.
We should teach children that it's okay because they're doing it anyway.
Right.
Like I tell my students, I have your attention for the first 10 minutes of the class and the last 10 minutes of the class. And between times, you're taking cruises, you're going scuba diving, you're everywhere but here.
Right.
And so they're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
So if you teach them how to teach them the constructive value of mini meditation and say, hey, it's okay. Take a little flight for a couple of minutes and then come back.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, the last one is great because, again, this is something...
I'm not going to do the last
one. It's so predictive. Knitting and crocheting.
Right.
You know, that is... Not that it's mindless. It has a
what
clear
do they do,
product.
Though? What do they what does
it's
it do?
It's just a repetitive behavior.
It's that repetitive hand movements. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, but...
How many times have you seen someone knitting and crocheting and they're not even looking at it? They're just going because it's just that repetitive behavior.
Mm-hmm. I had to pick my daughter up at the airport last week. And there was a woman obviously waiting for a flight and she was going a mile a minute with her. She had her knitting with her and she was going a mile a minute talking to somebody else and her hands never stopped moving.
Yeah.
And I thought, what a healthy way to do this. And then she's going to end up with some item. My mother used to knit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it absorbs all that energy. She was less anxious. My mother was less anxious when she was knitting.
Yeah. It would just get rid of
that. I hadn't thought
about
that before, but she was.
Yeah. So check this article out. It's really interesting. They talk about, they have links to all these studies that talk about these different things and sort of support the benefits of some of these actions.
I encourage people to read, especially parents, because we tend to denigrate, criticize, all these things, fidget mm-hmm. spinners and cubes and all the things that our kids are doing. No, try to understand it. Mm-hmm. Try to understand these things from their point of view. And this article certainly does that. Yeah. And it says, look, it's no different than when we used to doodle or we used to knit or you know, whatever, we fold pieces of paper into. Yeah. Remember those kids that they'd sit and fidget with pieces of paper? You know, we'd get angry with them. Mm-hmm. It's normal. Yeah. Normalize. I like the idea that you normalize fidgeting.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So
nothing pathological about it.
No, not necessarily. So all right. So that is it.
That's it.
Yep, that's it.
So we spent a lot of time this week talking about stress relievers. Mm-hmm. I wish we could do more about this.
Yeah.
People need to learn how to relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Relax. Bad for your body.
Relax.
I can't relax.
All right.
You stress me. You stress me out. There we go.
All right.
Found the source of it.
And if I walk into your office and you start knitting.
If you see me knitting.
Until
it's another story. I tried needlepoint one time.
I did too. My grandmother taught me how to needlepoint and cross stitch.
Right.
Yeah.
I tried because we used to sit and talk up north when you can't go out at night.
She was from up north.
Yeah. Well, you have to have things like this to do, you know, when you're locked in the house.
Why would you be locked in the house? Are you in trouble?
Snow, cold, couldn't go out. And so, it would rain for 3 weeks at a time. And so I thought, well, I can't stand to just sit and talk, you know, which is what people do. And I thought, if I could do something useful, I thought needlepoint. So I started a needlepoint because Rosie Greer was a football player in those years. And a big defensive lineman with like 280 pounds. But he started to do needlepoint. I thought, maybe that'll work. So I tried it.
Like, if he can do it.
Didn't work. I didn't have the patience for it. So I needed to do like punching bags or something.
Welding.
Which would have the same effect. Welding?
If it's right cold turn. Outside, then you can weld and it'll be nice and warm, and wouldn't it?
He doesn't understand cold or welding, apparently. Welding?
Welding is hot, right? Blacksmithing. I'm trying to think about when you were a kid and what you could do.
Blacksmithing and welding.
You could make you could become a horse shotter. Is that what it is? Horse shotting? No?
Stay healthy. Stay healthy.
No, it's stay happy.
Stay happy.
Stay healthy.
And
forget to be afraid.